Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel Johnson. I'm the founder and president of Sisters with Sass, a women's mentoring program. The mission is empower women through work, education, and well-being. And our vision is women helping women one sister at a time. My team is myself, Kylie Fix, who's our vice president, Mandy Hansen, our secretary, and Brittany Bursch is our treasurer. We have two at-large openings that we just opened this year. The program started in 2018. A little bit about myself. I am a military spouse. I've been married to my husband for currently 22 years. We have two children, a 22-year-old and a 20-year-old. Our son lives out in West Virginia, and our daughter goes to school at Concordia over in Moorhead. I started this program. The idea came to me in the beginning of 2018 when I started looking at my community as what are some needs. I sit on the Staples City Council, and so I like to do a lot of research on what's happening in our community and where are we going to go, and what are some of the needs, etc. with that. One of the needs that came up was a lot of our kids were not going to college after high school. And so, but a lot of them stay within our community. The jobs that we have in our community, they really truly need to have education due to we have a larger healthcare system that's there. And then we also have a contracting company that is there as well. And some of the needs that they need filled are with at least a two-year education. And so how do we get our community to meet the expectations of what our businesses and our organizations are needing? And so I started up this program called Sisters with Sass. Currently, we are not a 501c3. We are looking at, we work with a fiscal agent and we are grant funded. We are looking at, as we move into 2019 to 2020, how do we make this program into a full-time program year-round where we have staffing and et cetera into that. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about how that concept came about as well. So when the program came to me too, as being, I'm originally from a small town in Minnesota. So I've lived in rural Minnesota all my life, originally from Warroad. I'm the oldest out of four children, and my parents are alcoholics. And so I had a lot of responsibility with my younger siblings. And so going through some of those social determinants and stuff, and having mentors and people leading me through the future, not only just those mentors, but also my spouse, of what are some of the things that we can do, and taking those risks and those opportunities when they come about. And so when I started talking to current board about this, I was like, what can we do and how can we help women specifically within our community that might be going through the same obstacles that I went through? And just talking about my story about, you know, how did I overcome just those walls around us, and how did I become that person to take those risks and those opportunities as they came, and identifying those opportunities and really understanding the power of a mentor, and then also just the power of your support systems around you. And so I had about four pages worth of stuff that I laid out to them, and we're like, let's take a time out and let's see what we can really do small and to truly make an imprint into our community. So we started out with lunch and learns at our high school, our local high school, and then our local ALC, and then at our community college. So at these lunch and learns, we bring in women throughout our community, and they discuss where they started, where they're at, where they want to go, and their lessons learned. Just the power of a woman's story, knowing that they just did not walk into the career that they're in. And it is very powerful, especially when you're, you know, a 16-year-old and you're looking at somebody that might be in leadership and not understanding some of those obstacles that they've had to overcome and how they overcame it and how they're resilient, how they've identified some of those risks, how they've identified those opportunities, and how they've surrounded themselves with people to help grow them is very influential to young women, especially that 16 to 18-year-old age as looking at where do they want to go with their future, and what can they do if they want to stay within the community that they're in. And so we just started our lunch and learns in September, and then in May be our last one, and we'll be doing a job tour of our town. In March, we will be doing a resource and skills fair, and then during those two time points, these girls will have the opportunity to really truly understand what it means to how to present yourself. So we're really teaching them those those soft skills and those hard skills, what do they mean and why they're so important when you're either looking at college or you're either looking at going into the workforce. So we really want to make sure that we're getting them prepared and then also building that relationship with them. So when they do come to an obstacle piece, that hopefully they have at least one person to reach out to, whether it's us as the presenters or the presenters that we bring in into their system. We also offer social hours on a monthly basis. We've been doing this since July. We've had some really great pieces coming out of that. We offer our networking hours every other month type of thing. And then we also do like fun pieces as board painting. We've done mental health. We'll be looking at doing a salute to wellness in April. And then in June, July, we'll start doing our one-on-one mentorship program training. Some of the pieces that will be coming in 2019 that we're working on include that one-on-one mentorship training, as I mentioned before, and that's going to be for any woman 18 and older. We really want to make sure that we're looking at that younger generation. We want to look at women that are not connected into our community currently. And so being a military spouse in the state of Minnesota, not having that base to be connected with other women, how can we get connected and what are some of the needs that they may be seeing? Staples is approximately 45 minutes from Camp Ripley, which is one of the largest National Guard bases within Minnesota. And so how can we get those spouses that are living in or around our area connected to the resources and then also other military spouses within their community so they can feel some of that connectedness and stuff like that. And then also working with the currently serving military women, as a lot of them are driving outside of their community to get to their job, but how do we get them connected back into their community as well? And so being a military spouse, I just found that was just one of the biggest things, because I know when my husband was on his deployment, not having anybody within my community or not knowing anybody within my community at that time, it was really hard to be able to even just talk to my girlfriends because they weren't going through the same thing. So how can we get connected when we're going through some of those differences than what you know, your best friend next to you might not understand? So we'll be working on some of those pieces, and then also we'll be offering a blog, and then we're also exploring the option of a podcast coming in 2020, and what does that look like, especially for rural women as we're living in the greater Minnesota areas? What does that look like, and how do we get connected with women that are in some of these desolated areas within Minnesota, and how can we get them connected to some of the resources within their community that they might not have already known about? So this is one of our quotes that we use all the time, just because it's something that I believe is just really helpful for us. But behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. So we actually take that quote and we live by it. And so we're always expanding our network and wanting to get to know other women within our communities and within our state of how can we help bring us all together and just be one. So if you have any questions or would like any more information in regards to our program, you can reach me at Rachel, Rachel.Johnson, Johnson, SWS@gmail.com, or you can reach me on my phone number, which is 218-820-5421. I look forward and I hope I can talk with some of you other military spouses out there. Have a great day.